You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, it's Irk FM time. Quality, independent and pod-safe music coming down the pipe and into your ears every Friday on Channel Irk. It's Irk FM. Have you got your Channel Irk FM newsletter yet? G'day, I'm Irk and welcome to Irk FM here on Channel Irk. This is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday on Channel Irk. For more information, go to channelirk.com. That's right, it's Friday time again, and it's music time. We have a lot of music for you today with a wide range of styles from a wide range of artists. And this week it's a little bit special. That's right, most of the weeks things are special here on Irk FM, but today, I have a special theme in mind. Last Saturday, the 26th of February 2011, I was able to meet someone whose music I have been using here on Irk FM for many years. In fact, my relationship with this person and with her company goes back before there was even an Irk FM. Late in 2008, I was doing a talk show called Irk Pod, which I still do here on Channel Irk each and every Wednesday. And I was doing a live show called the Irk Pod Roundtable. And how I started was that, in the end, I was using music as a standby, or if I wanted to go to the toilet, or we had some problems with Skype, or we just needed a break for a moment, needed to go to the fridge and get a drink during a live discussion. So I thought, wow, I'm getting all this awesome music for free and I am wasting it here, just having this music on standby. So in 2009, over 2 years ago now, in January 2009, Irk FM was born. A major supporter of me during that time has been Ariel Hyatt and also the whole of the Ariel Publicity Cyber PR team over there in New York City. And after a couple of times of Ariel visiting the country and I wasn't able to see her because of my work commitments, last Saturday we finally met in person and it was great. I attended a talk that she gave for people in the music industry called What Went Wrong, basically talking about the online promotion of music and things that people can do better. In the room, there were a lot of artists, promoters, promotional agencies, and there was me representing podcasting. So during the session, I'm sure everyone learnt a lot to take back. And one of the things that I learnt was the importance of keeping people informed. People who normally might not go to the website, but they should be informed about what things are happening anyway. So from this week, Irk FM has a newsletter that you can get via email. And there's two newsletters called Down the Pipes. And that's after my expression down the pipes and into your ears. So if you are a listener to the show and you don't necessarily care about all the music industry stuff and all the behind the scenes podcasting stuff, Down the Pipes White Edition is for you. If, however, you're a music podcaster, you're an artist, you're an agency, you're a promoter, or if you care about such things, the Red Edition of Down the Pipes is the one for you. Each week after the episode is released, there will be a list of artists played on the show, and plus I'll preview things that are coming up here on IRC FM. And the Red Edition will include things like tips and suggestions about podcasting, music podcasting, online promotions, and a lot more each week. You can subscribe by going to IRCFM.com and sign up for either the red or the white, depending on your needs. And each week after the episode comes out, you will receive a copy in your inbox. And so that's a great way to keep informed. The first edition is out now. There's an archive of each edition on the IRCFM website, which has had some major work done to it this week. And so already I've heard from some people that I haven't heard from in a while, reconnecting with the show, which is awesome. So what about this show? What have we featured today? As a result of Ariel's recommendation, and also as a result of me basically standing up and asking the question, who has heard of music podcasting in this room? Basically two hands went up. I told people what this is about, and IRC FM is all about promoting the small time, the independent, the unsigned, the PodSafe artist. I play a wide variety of music here on IRC FM and also across Channel IRC, and you'll find out more information about it, of course, at channelirc.com. As a result of the recommendation, as a result of speaking up, I basically said, if anyone's got any questions about podcasting and what I can do for you, just come and see me afterwards. And I did. Lots of people came to see me afterwards, and thank you to everyone who did come and see me afterwards, and hopefully you're all listening, so hello. And so some people gave me CDs on the spot, other people emailed me music, which is absolutely awesome, and we are going to feature some tracks today based on people who were at this particular course, and also, not course, course is the wrong word, the particular talk, and also the one, the next day down in Cronulla. The first talk was at Newtown, the second one was at Cronulla, and had I have known who was going to attend the Cronulla talk, well, maybe I should have attended that one as well. But super duper early mornings, well, they do some weird things to me, super duper early mornings. So we've got a wide variety of music coming up. We're featuring most artists with two songs. You can also go to IRCFM.com and you can find out every single artist that has been played on IRC FM. There's a list of Australian artists, and then there's a list for everyone. IRCFM.com. So we are going to get straight into the music, and we're going to start with something very, very different for IRC FM. For a demographic that I didn't really know existed, and a demographic that I'm not in. Now, there may be some of you who are listening, who are parents and have young children. Maybe you're even a young child yourself, who knows? But if you are a young child, hello. If you are the parent of a young child, hello as well. I was introduced to a lady at the particular talk at Newtown on Saturday, and under the banner of ukulele baby music, we're going to feature a couple of songs. These songs are great for babies and young children especially, but some adults might find them catchy as well. And so how did ukulele baby music start? Well, ukulele baby music began one hot summer afternoon in Sydney. sitting under a giant fig tree in the park at Bronte Beach, a funny musical songwriter lady named Zelda was learning to play her ukulele while she waited for her friends to come. Her friends arrived with their beautiful baby boy, but the baby was crying, as babies usually do. The parents said that he was upset and all he needed was a tender loving care, as babies normally do. Magically out of nowhere, a simple little made-up-on-the-spot song called Tiny Little Fingers came to save the day. In next to no time, the little baby boy was calm, settled and smiling, and the parents were happy, everyone was singing along, and everything really worked out well. The next time that Zelda visited her friends, they said that they had started singing the song to the little boy who loved it. And so they went to sing the song again. More songs were made up. And now there is a ukulele baby music CD. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from it now. Of course, all links to all the artists can be found on the show notes for this episode 136 at ergfm.com. And the song that we're going to feature first is the title track of the album, Tiny Little Fingers. And considering that my day job is a train driver, I thought Chugga Chugga Choo Choo might be relevant. So, for possibly the first time on ERK FM, we have ukulele music, and definitely for the first time on ERK FM, we have some baby music. But don't let that fool you, it's good music.
I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by ERK FM. Oh, my God.
Chugga chugga choo choo, chugga chugga choo choo, chugga 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 choo choo, chugging down the track, chugging down the railway track. Ooh, ooh. Chugga chugga choo choo, chugga chugga choo choo train. Chugga chugga choo choo. chugga chugga choo choo, chugga 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 choo choo, chugging down the track, chugging down the railway track. Chugga chugga choo choo, chugga chugga choo choo train. Who's that pulling on the whistle? It's Teddy. Who's that chewing on the grass? It's Cow. Chugga chugga choo choo, chugga chugga choo choo, chugga 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 choo choo, chugging down the track, chugging down the railway track. Chugga chugga choo choo, chugga chugga choo choo train.
You're listening to Erk FM episode 136, and we're going to go on to our next artist, and we're going to hear a couple of songs from Saba, including his debut single called Blow Me Away, followed by Bondi Beach. Now let's tell you a bit about the Saba story. Saba came from a Lebanese family and grew up in an average suburb of Sydney. While all the other local boys dreamed of sporting superstardom, Saba thought and sought the mystique of the spotlight. Glamour, clothes, makeup, visual arts, all the girly things. He saw a future of elegant panache, a life of music, stage and screen. His vision was illuminated by the Technicolor promises of radio and TV. Boy George, Madonna, New Order, Kylie, Depeche Mode, Stock, Aitken and Waterman. Saba became a singer-songwriter, fronting and managing the alt-rock band Mind Made. But trying to convince Straight Strokes-inspired musicians to glam it up felt like spoon-feeding a baby. Saba wanted more. Drawing from the dreams of his childhood, he envisioned a lavish cabaret spectacular, a showcase of flamboyant, provocative electro-pop. This extravaganza would express the liberation of accepting oneself and connecting to others, celebrating who we truly are, what we want to be and what we want and how we want to live. So being compared to such modern acts as Calvin Harris, Hot Chip and the Presets, let's hear now the title track of Saba's new single, his debut single, Blow Me Away. You're listening to a special Erk FM episode, episode 136, erkfm.com. Thank you, Foundry Road.
Explosion in my thunder came in over you, releasing the pressure that I'm going through. A passion eruption blew up in my head, then I woke up all alone in my bed. Explosion in my brain, it won't go away. We gotta come my way. I'm feeling risque. You're the bomb, blow me away. You're the bomb, blow me away. You're the bomb, blow me away. You're the bomb, blow me away.
You know it's not that easy for me.
This is Mark Regula
and Tony Navarro.
We're from the Group by Ivory Tower Project, and you're listening to ERK FM on channel ERK, broadcasting from New South Wales, Australia. Have a good day, mate.
It was bumper to bumper. I drove you to Bondi Beach. You're a traveler from Ibiza, riding waves I couldn't reach. Sydney sunny weather brought our lives together. We never expected that our hearts connected in a memory. You're here. Beach, at Bondi Beach, at Bondi Beach,
That indeed was a very catchy song. That, of course, was called Bondi Beach. During the year, I hold a couple of earworm specials where songs that myself or the listeners haven't been able to get out of their heads after being played on the show are featured on a special, usually twice a year, and who knows, that song might even make it. I might have to listen to it a few more times, but it's definitely swimming around in my head now. Pun not intended. One of the great things about the talk and meeting Ariel, who flew halfway around the world, was that in a strange way she brought two people together who were living in the same suburb and didn't even know it. And that's exactly what happened with myself and the next artist we're about to feature. Now, Irk FM and Channel Irk is produced in my house in Western Sydney. And I was chatting with many people during Saturday afternoon after the session. You know, talking about podcasting and talking about music. And a few people had inquiries because, you know, it was just a world that is unfamiliar to them. And so I was talking with the next artist and we found out that we actually live in the same suburb, which is quite freaky. When you consider that both of us travelled about 30 miles to the east, and we were brought together by a lady from New York City who had flown about 20,000 miles to the west, which is quite ironic considering that the artist and myself live about 5 minutes away from each other. How freaky is that? It's a small world, the interweb, and one that I'm certainly thankful for. So let's talk about probably the closest artist to the Channel Irk studio in terms of actual location. And this is Christian Jackson. And he has an album, which I have in my hands, thank you. And as I just said, he's based here in Sydney. And he has a sound that is difficult to pigeonhole. Meeting somewhere in between classic rock and modern pop, with hints of jazzy undertones, Jackson inspires inspiration from his diverse musical background. He has been playing around on the local Sydney scene for the last couple of years and has gained the reputation of being a highly talented and dynamic performer. What sets him apart from the crowd is his earnest vocals and honest lyrics set amongst thoughtful and well-structured compositions. He's also a multi-instrumentalist, having recorded vocals, guitars, piano, so he's a pianist, saxophone, and several more instruments on his debut release, Blood Eyes Sunrise. And of course, you can buy that album at all the usual digital outlets. We're about to hear the title track now, Blood Eyes Sunrise, and then after that, we will hear Time Will Heal, and yes, it certainly will. Thank you, Foundry Road. Thank you.
This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
Early morning. say it. A state of mind is in your
Eric's debut novel, A Moment in Time, is now available in print and as an e-book. In April 2011, the podcast version of A Moment in Time is coming to Channel Eric. Follow in audio form the story of five Sydney women working in male-dominated industries that most people will run a million miles from. Caroline, Leela, Nicole, Renee, Katrina. They may not go home at the end of each day. They have to rely on their training, their partners, and equipment. And a bit of cunning wouldn't go astray either. Channel Eric presents A Moment in Time, the podcast version, coming in April 2011. For more details and to purchase the print and ebook versions, go to amomentintimenovel.com. You're listening to Eric FM. You are indeed listening to Eric FM, episode 135. And we are going to continue. If you want to find out any more about these artists, you can go to the show notes at ericfm.com, episode 136. And you can listen to videos, buy their merchandise, find out how to purchase their music. They might even be performing somewhere near you. Now, during the last week, I have been chatting to various people in relation to what we talked about on Saturday, which is quite okay with me. If you have any questions about podcasting or music podcasting, podcasting in general, or even the local Sydney music scene, feel free to email me or connect with me on the social networks. All the information you need is on the show notes. I was chatting this week with Costa from the band End Sniper, and he has some great music for me, and I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more. Let's tell you a little bit about the band first, Inspire. They are a rock band on a mission, and that mission is to inspire listeners to transcend the ordinary from Australia to the other side of the globe. Their debut release, The Hall of Mirrors, has taken listeners to that special place, a place that cannot be defined by words but can be expressed through music. In 2005, the band was formed and they began writing for their album Hall of Mirrors. their journey began wanting to create a fresh new sound, and this took them on a ride that they would never forget. Five perfectionists found themselves working every night to create a new style of artistic music, rock music that would not only prick up the ears of the public but turn many heads as well. So we will find out, exactly now how they do indeed rock. And they have been inspired by people such as Pink Floyd, Kate Bush, Elton John, The Carpenters, Dream Theater, Prince, U2, and Guns N' Roses. Ooh, I like the sound of that. So let's hear them now inspired. Here on IRC FM, we're going to hear two tracks. We are going to hear the first track right now, which is called Strange. And then straight after that, we have Deliverance. You're listening to IRC FM, IRCFM.com. Each and every Friday, top quality independent music and unsigned music down the pipe and into your ears.
Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel IRC.
Channel IRC is Australian for quality podcasting. On Wednesdays, we have IRC Pod. Talk, opinion, news, interviews, and whatever else takes IRC's fancy, with a bit of music thrown in for good measure. Friday, it's IRC FM. IRC FM, each and every Friday. Quality pod-safe and independent music from Australia and around the world. Down the pipe and into your ears every Friday at IRC FM. On Saturdays, it's IRC and Judy in the studio for Blast from the Past.
Hi, Judy. You never called.
Blast from the Past. old time stories, elephants, horses, music, and whatever else Erk and Judy decide to talk about. Housekeeping!
Busy driving that new car, hers around town.
And on Sundays, Judy's Blast FM, where Judy discovers that there's more to music than country and or western. Over the last 2 years, while picking her own music, Judy has been discovering that there's more to music than country and or western. Losing her metal virginity, not being able to talk for 3 weeks afterwards, and a lot more. There's classical, pop, not too much jazz, and a lot more from Judy's extensive searching history on the interweb that she has now conquered, including Google. Channel Erk, quality Australian podcasting, with A Moment in Time, the podcast version, coming soon. Check us out. Go, 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 now to channelerk.com. And that promo gives you an idea about what you can get across Channel Erk each and every week with Erk Pod, Erk FM, Blast from the Past, Judy's Blast FM, and coming soon, A Moment in Time, the podcast novel. Another group of people who were at the talk on Saturday with Ariel from Ariel Publicity was agents, promoters, and production people as well. And a very interesting person that I met was Michelle from Reckoning Entertainment, and she has supplied me with some tracks from some of the artists that Reckoning Entertainment here in Sydney represent. Their artist management includes Laura Ambruglia, Regular John, and they also have as clients Red Ant Touring, Custom Made Touring, New Noise Agency, Select Touring, Tenderloins, The Vanguard, Evil Eddie, Lacey, Black Asylum, Gay Paris, The Resignators, and in the past they have provided publicity for Public Enemy. Wow, that's pretty cool. Unknown Pleasures, Peter Hook, Buck 65, GBH, and Guttermouth. So that's pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to finding out a bit more about some of the other clients as well. So Michelle has sent me some tracks from the company Reckoning Entertainment. Thank you, Michelle. And the first act that we're going to start with is called Royal Chant. Royal Chant have been building a solid following for the past 2 years. In 2009, the band released their first EP, Right On, Right Off. Two tracks from the EP, Coughing Fits and Someday, received radio airplay on Triple J, FBI, 3RRR, 4ZZZ, and 6RTR, and other community radio stations around the country. In their short time together, the band has also wrangled some impressive support slots, including Philadelphia Grand Jury, UMI, well, that's pretty impressive, and The Break. Later this year, they will release their debut album, Raise Your Glass and Collapse. And the track that we're about to hear now is called Ghosts. It's the first track on the album, and it's indicative of the band's exceptional indie rock sensibilities. It's sharp and to the point. So we're about to get sharp and to the point now. Let's hear some Royal Chant with Ghosts on Erk FM, erkfm.com.
Faster than it flows, and all the while I'm looking. This is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain, and we are...
Country Road!
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Caparelli.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band Emerald.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel IRC.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
2, 1.
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean. And this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason. And
this is Explain from Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden. Hej då.
Hej då.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
IRC FM!
Yeah!
At the dawn of the day, with the sound of the sea, stand at the frontier of the shore. There's a choice to be made that will burn like the fire of the sun.
On the ground, spin the world around.
That was me. No, the track wasn't played by me. Yes, it was. It was me. I'm sure they've heard that more than once already. That was me, as in the band is called Me. And that song was called Naked. Now let me tell you a little bit about me. I like long walks down by the beach. I like trains. I like riding on ferries, buses. And I like podcasting. No. Let's tell you about the band Me. Me are proud to announce that they will be hitting the road with Brisbane rock outfit Dead Letter Circus on the band's national tour in March and April. March 18, 2010 marks the official Australian release of the song that we just heard, Naked. The four-track EP, which is being released on the 18th of March, brings together the band's spectacular blend of symphonic pop and stadium rock sounds and will feature sound art, pulsating synths, and a Canadian pool party of guitar tracks. So that is quite cool. Naked effortlessly combines the sublime aesthetics of timeless career artists with youthful enthusiasm to make this quality neo-rock genre an art form of their own design. So that was me. They'll be supporting the Dead Letter Circus. They'll be in Brisbane on the 25th of March. They'll be at the Metro in Sydney on the 26th of March. They'll be at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne on the 2nd of April and the Metropolis in Fremantle on the 8th of April. And so that is me. So many jokes that I could make, but so little time. So we're going to go on now. I can't tell you a lot about this next band, unfortunately, so I'll just play the track. This is, again, from Reckoning Entertainment. This is Gay Paris and the song with a quite interesting title, House Fire in the Origami District. There we go. So strap yourself in for this one. House Fire in the Origami District.
Splash about
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Are you looking for some great Australian music? Could be country like that. It could be dance. And awesome rock. It could be metal. It could be jazz, who knows? If it's Australian music you're after, there's one place, guaranteed, every song Australian. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net. You're listening to episode 136 of IRC FM, which I have entitled something very special. I've entitled the episode, Ariel Down Under equals more music for IRC FM. and that was absolutely awesome. In front of me also, I have a copy of a very special book that was autographed for me. It is called Music Success in 9 Weeks, a step-by-step guide on how to use social media and online tactics to supercharge your PR, build your fan base, and earn more money. Very personally autographed to me as well by Ariel, which was absolutely, absolutely awesome. Erk, thank you for all of your support. We can't do cyber PR without you. Awesome. So let's tell you a little bit about Lacey, who we just heard with their song called Set, which is their new single. Originally they're from Perth, but they're now packing their bags and heading east this March for 3 shows in Sydney and Newcastle. Formed in 2007, Lacey has very quickly established itself as one of the bands to watch on the Perth music scene. In 2009, Lacey received national airplay on Triple J for their first double single, Hard to Tell, Whip, and were also semi-finalists in the Western Australian competition, The Next Big Thing. In January 2010, they released their debut EP called Ropes. The first 2 singles from the EP, Distractions and Afraid Yet, received national airplay on Radio Triple J and community radio across the country. The video for Afraid Yet reached the #1 position on the MySpace video charts, beating Good Charlotte, amongst others, to the #1 spot, and also received the accolade on ABC TV of Rage's Indie Clip of the Week. On the live circuit, the band has established an impressive and loyal fan base that has seen them headline 3 sellout shows at Perth's Amplifier Bar in the last 12 months. That's an absolutely awesome name for a venue, the Amplifier Bar. That is awesome. They will be at the Gaelic Theatre in Sydney on March 16. They'll be at the World Bar in Sydney on March 18. And they'll be in the CBD Hotel in Newcastle on the 19th of March 2011. So that was Lacey. G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this? And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
Hi, I wear a chaos and bowls. You're listening to Erk FM. Find us online at www.aschaosunfolds.com.
Hi, we are Foundry Road, and you're listening to
Erk FM.
Find us at
www.foundryroad.com.
Hi, we're Earl Concern. You're listening to Erk FM. Find us online at www.facebook.com/illcontentmusic.
We're metal.
Hi.
Hey.
1, 2, 3,
count.
Everyone says the same thing, right?
Go.
1, 2, 3.
Go.
Hi,
we're
Jenna
Empire. You're listening to
Erk
FM, the Fuzz Radio.
Hang on. Find us on Facebook, man. Like Jenna Empire, dude. Like, come on.
Woo!
Rock and roll!
Hi, we're Shadow Mill. You're listening to Erk FM. Find us online at myspace.com/Shadow Mill.
Hi, we're Simulacra, and you're listening to Erk FM. Find us on Facebook.
Facebook.
Hi, I'm Aaron from Psychosapien.
You're listening to Erk FM. Find us online at myspace.com/Psychosapien.
Hi, we're the Cursing Stone, and you're listening to Erk FM. You can find us on myspace.com/Cursing Stone.
Hey, g'day, this is Glenn.
I'm Sean from Very Live Entertainment.
You're listening to Erk FM. Stay tuned.
Hi, we're Winter God. You're listening to
Erk FM.
Find us at myspace.com/Winter Gaunt.
One of the interesting things about going to such a talk or such a conference is the use of social networking tools such as Twitter and Facebook. I am on Twitter and I am on Facebook. And you can find out where I am by going to the show notes at irkfm.com. I have decided even to increase my use of Twitter on the irkfm account. Talk some music, tell you about what music podcasts I'm listening to, interact with the artists when I can, other podcasters, etc. And so if you think I've been a bit more active on the irkfm Twitter account, you'd be absolutely right. My main account is IrkPod. That's where I do the day-to-day life sort of stuff. And so I do try to keep the two accounts separate. One of the good things about such a talk or such a conference is that they use a hashtag. And the hashtag enables you to find other people who were at the talk and are also tweeting using that hashtag. And then you can hear what they have to say. You can, you know, go and find them later. If the person's got a photo on their avatar, you know what they look like. And so you'll be able to find them quite easily. And I was having a look at the search column on TweetDeck that I had for the hashtag on Saturday while it was going on in Newtown. And I was seeing me, Brad from Foundry Road, Brad from Foundry Road, me, a couple of other guys, me, Brad, etc. There weren't a lot of people who were seemingly tweeting, and I even saw people writing down notes with pen and paper, which was interesting. And then on Sunday, because the talk that I went to was in the inner western suburb of Newtown, the next day there was another version, or the same talk but in a different location, given at Cronulla on the southern beaches of Sydney. And I was having a look to see who was tweeting on the Sunday, and there weren't a lot of people seemingly tweeting using the hashtag again. So I wonder if Ariel's got the impression that a lot of Aussies don't use Twitter. I'm not sure, but I guess I'll find out next time I talk to her. Anywho, one of the people that I bumped into by using the Twitter hashtag, who was at the talk on Sunday when I was at the Saturday talk, was an artist that we've played here on IRC FM before. You've already heard her voice once today, but you're about to hear it again. You heard her voice very quietly.
Hey, this is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
And so, seeing as though I did bump into Danielle on the Twitter, haven't seen her on Twitter for a while, she's been busy. So we're about to hear a couple of her songs. She has been on IRC FM before. Absolutely, absolutely great to know that she went to the conference, and I missed her by one day. OMG. So this is Danielle DeLate. We're going to hear first of all from her song Get Your Body Close, and then we're going to hear Nothing to Wear. Then I'll be back to wrap things up.
Please, you touch your body really close. You got to let me feel you move, 'cause what you see is what you get. Touch your body close, get your body really close. You got to
stone off the infernal dome. We in a zone, never roaming alone, roll alone, going
out. You got
shards in the dome, harder than ever roam the zone. Bring your panties up, the common and all, let's get
it
on.
You
got to checking the river to bring your own, cracking the dome with jackass lap a home.
You got to
attacking the clones, cross seas and border bees. Let's kill a bee, moving supreme and far.
You got to
direct control.
Just fair. Don't mind what cut and stitch, 'cause I ain't got to wear.
Now, you thought that I was going to wrap things up because that's what I said. But then again, I've got a bit of a treat for you, and I couldn't go without recognising my co-pilot of the day. I was given a free ticket for myself to enter, and I had the option of taking a plus one. So I thought, who do I know that knows a lot of people and also can benefit from this particular talk? And I thought of Brad, the drummer from Foundry Road, who does a lot of their online and social media presence. And so together, Brad and I had headed off to Newtown for the talk last Saturday. So what I thought I'd do, a little bit different to what I normally do with Foundry Road, I've played them very often here on IRC FM. I thought that I would start with just a small snippet of their song Electric Scar. This is the instrumental bit where vocalist Explain goes for his little wander around the audience. And then we're going to follow up with Rise, which is the theme music for IRC FM and also the bed music that you're hearing in the background right now. So it's going to be an excellent Saturday for me coming up, because I'll be seeing Ill Content, I'll be seeing Foundry Road, I'll be seeing Emotus, I'll be seeing Scented Self and a few other bands down at the Lewisham Hotel. So that will be awesome as always. So let's hear a little bit of Foundry Road minus Explain, because he's gone for his little walk. And then we'll be back with Rise, and then we'll be back to finish things up. Thanks, boys.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
IRC FM!
Yeah!
Foundry Road with Rise, and you may have been able to recognise the opening and the bed music, and you'll be very shortly hearing the end of the show. It's been an interesting week. I've had fun putting this list together with all of the different people that I met on Saturday. Absolutely awesome to meet so many people. It is difficult in such a short amount of time to connect with everyone, and I know that I've been doing some following up via email and Twitter and that sort of thing, and so I always go to these sort of events and always seem to meet some very interesting people, And if I meet a couple of new people every time that I go out to a gig or go out to an event such as this, that's always good. Don't forget, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com and find out what else that I am doing across Channel Irk at channelirk.com. And if you're into Australian music, also check out my sister show, Insomnia Radio Australia, that I produce once a month, which is dedicated to Australian artists. So to summarise the episode, I'd like to thank all of the artists who appeared and gave me permission to play their music. Most of the music was supplied directly by the artist, but music was also supplied courtesy of Reckoning Entertainment, thank you Michelle, and also, of course, Ariel Publicity. We heard from Ukulele Baby Music, Zaba, Christian Jackson, and Sniper, A Royal Chant, me, Gay Paris, Lacey, Danielle DeLate, and Foundry Road. Next week, I will be back next Friday for episode 137. I have a lot of music in my inbox, and so I'll give you a mixture of tunes next week. Each and every Friday, Irk FM, good quality, pod safe and independent, unsigned music down the pipe and into your ears. Each and every Friday. It was great to meet Ariel last week, and I'm looking forward to continuing on with this music podcasting game each and every week. Don't forget about the newsletters as well. Of course, this show is licensed under a Creative Commons license. All music is played with direct permission from the artist or with various agreements with various music content providers. I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the music. Wide range, of course. And don't forget to stay tuned to Channel Irk across the weekend. We're going to have a bit of a laid-back week, or a bit of a laid-back weekend anyway, on Channel Irk, with Blast from the Past and also Judy's Blast FM. We're going to have some easy listening music across the weekend, as well as some talk as we talk about the post-mortem of my mum Judy's 60th birthday. Until next week, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening, and good night, Interweb.